I'm getting, I'm new into the
world. Oh, you're new in the faith. Okay. Well, here, I'll run through the gospel real quick with you. I know you have to get in line and whatnot for, you have to test this. This is a fleshly place, but
yes,
the gospel is Jesus Christ. What he did, he came down in the likeness of sinful flesh, lived a perfect life, was the perfect, spotless, blameless Lamb of God. Yeah, exactly like the Old Testament prophecies. It's very edifying if you go and study through all the prophecies he fulfilled in the Old Testament. It's beautiful.
And he completed every single one.
He completed every one of them. And there's like hundreds and hundreds.
There was like 33, right?
Oh, there's a lot more than 33. Yeah, there's a lot in there. If you go through Psalms, there's probably like 100 in Psalms just in itself. But yeah, Jesus Christ fulfilled all that. He died on the stake, shed his blood, and he rose again. He's coming back in flaming fire, but he's calling all men everywhere to repent. And repentance is not just feeling sorry about your sin. It's not just feeling sorry about these things. It's turning from it. You have to lose your life and follow after Jesus Christ in spirit and truth. It's not easy. It's actually very simple, but it's very difficult to do.
People think once you get in Christianity, everything becomes bliss, but that's not what it is.
No.
Trials, tribulations.
Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." But that rest is only received when we forsake our sin, we forsake the world, right? If we hold on to that baggage, we have no hope. But if you're willing to lose your life, if you're willing to come out of this world, come out from among them, be ye separate, it says in 2 Corinthians, the Lord will give you his Holy Spirit. John 3, you'd be born again. And the fruit that you're born again, and I want you to test yourself if you claim to be born again today, or if your friends, family claim to be born again. Holiness and obedience to the Word of God.
Yes, obedience is the biggest thing.
Because the Spirit of truth will lead you into all truth. He'll lead you out of the world.
Right. Right. You have to really look at it and how to look at what you have in that situation and what he's trying to teach you.
Right.
And listening to God. Because God will talk to you about everything. It's your decision to listen to him because he can't make you do anything.
Right, right. It has to be your will involved with it. You have to leave the world. And once you're willing to leave the world and you have been born again and following after in holiness and obedience, it's not locked up. It's not secure. You actually have to endure till the end. Because the Lord himself said, "Ye must endure." Only those that endure will be saved. So I encourage you, test this to the Word of God. Is this of the flesh or of the Spirit? Because if we walk according to the Spirit, we're not under condemnation. But if we walk according to the flesh, we're under condemnation. We're supposed to be, if you said you went down in baptism. And when you go down in baptism, it's a symbol that you've died to yourself, that you've died to your flesh, you've died to the world, and now you're living for Christ. So I really want you to test yourself, because if you claim that, you should be living for Jesus Christ, dressing different, talking different, acting different, associating different than the culture. So make sure you're obeying the scriptures, because this is of the world. James 4:4, if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. If you're born again by the Spirit of God, he would lead you out of the world, because Jesus Christ said, "My kingdom is not of this world." He would lead you to holiness, obedience, and holy in the scriptures means set apart. I would leave this place, man. It's not of God, it's of the flesh.
That's right. That's right.